CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always ABC streaming News, on the I'm Civic Lionel Media Williams. App.
After 148 days, the writer's strike is over, with writers allowed to return to work Wednesday. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
The deal is 94 pages long, full of industry jargon like HBSVOD and post-greenlight rooms. Also in there, more money for TV and film writers, especially on the streaming side, guarantees of the number of writers to staff TV shows, and protections when it comes to AI, something 5 months ago studios would only agree to have annual meetings about. The WGA says its initial proposal would cost studios $429 million a year. The studio counter was $89 million. They settled at $233 million.
President Biden joined the United Auto Workers picket line in Michigan, his strongest support so far for union members striking against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. And in another location, several people suffered minor injuries after an employee drove through the picket line trying to leave the plant. Former President Trump will speak to striking auto workers Wednesday as he skips the GOP presidential primary debate. This is ABC News. Scientists are reporting sea ice in Antarctica has hit an all-time low.
Sea ice levels in Antarctica hitting a record low by a lot. The National Snow and Ice Data Center writing in a statement, quote, "There is some concern that this may be the beginning of a long-term trend of decline for Antarctic sea ice, since oceans are warming globally and warm water mixing in the Southern Ocean polar layer could continue," end quote. Sea ice is key when it comes to protecting melting ice shelves and ice sheets. Less sea ice results in less sunlight being mirrored back to space, which ultimately leads to warmer waters and can have an impact on the surrounding ice and glaciers. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
Amazon sued the Federal Trade Commission and 17 state attorneys general, filing a lawsuit against Amazon Tuesday, accusing the company of illegally maintaining its monopoly power to inflate prices, degrade quality, and stifle innovation for consumers and businesses. In a statement, Amazon rebuked the allegation, saying the practices at issue have helped fuel innovation rather than stifle it. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
week.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, declaring it a Taco Tuesday, where I went to lunch. Just a nice little luncheon buffet. And I had no idea it was going to be Taco Tuesday. Oh, did I make the right choice? Welcome back, buffet. Little buddy.
Hey, Crudy. Good to see you, man. Great to be back. Nice to see you, Nate, working the board, doing the hard work here on the Devil's Advocates, our fair audience. Happy, happy Taco Tuesday to us all.
I got a belly full of pork carnitas.
So how many do you have there, Crudy?
Just a couple plates full. It was a buffet. I paid for as much as
I mean, you
got to
get your money's worth, man. Right, right.
Double down on the desserts because diabetes comes natural to this guy. Dom, you know, sometimes best laid plans. Just thought I was going to have a little light salad bar lunch. But no, Taco Tuesday it was. But on this show, you know, we laid out some plans. We've got some fine guests or guests later. Egberto Willis, he's going to join us. And he does a fine job. He's got his own political show, Politics Done Right, and a new book. It's worth it. Talking to the other side. And I wonder if we introduce Egberto to CJ, if you'd still hold that opinion. It's worth it until you meet CJ. That could be the subtitle of the book.
Or is it? Question mark.
A second edition printing. Egberto yeah, right. Willis, 5:30 Central Time today. But Tom, here's the problem. Best laid plans, and the news gods have other ideas. We got some breaking news right from the top, Tom. And you brought this fine headline to my attention, the Associated Press. It's about Trump. He's a fraudster. Lay it on the people, Tom.
The AP reporting, a judge ruled Tuesday that Donald Trump committed fraud for years while building the real estate empire that catapulted him to fame and the White House. Judge Arthur Engoron ruled in a civil lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General found the former president and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by massively overvaluing his assets and exaggerating his net worth on paperwork used in making deals and securing financing. Engoron ordered that some of Trump's business licenses be rescinded as punishment.
Damn.
Making it difficult or impossible for them to do business in New York, and said he would continue to have an independent monitor oversee the Trump Organization's operations. And the AP concludes that a Trump spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Trump has long insisted he did nothing wrong.
Well, there is a little more to the reporting, Dom. The decision days before the start of the non-jury trial in Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit is the strongest repudiation yet of Trump's carefully coiffed image as a wealthy and shrewd real estate mogul turned political powerhouse. Beyond mere bragging about his riches, we've heard him do that many times, Dom.
Many times.
Trump, his company, and key executives repeatedly lied about them on his annual financial statements, reaping rewards such as favorable loan terms and lower insurance premiums, the judge found. And those tactics crossed the line and violated the law, the judge said, rejecting Trump's contention that a disclaimer on his financial statements absolved him of any wrongdoing.
Hey, I got a disclaimer. It says don't trust these things. That's totally fine. See, it's on the front page. It's ironclad.
I am a known liar. You can't trust me. I mean, you know, buyer beware. Caveat emptor in the case of these banks. But this, apparently, according to this New York State judge, apparently makes him a fraudster on a multitude of levels. My only question, where's Ivanka in all this? How is she not caught up with the Trump boys? Because Eric and Don Jr., oh, they're up to their guilty eyeballs, aren't they, Don?
Seemingly. The judge goes on to say in a 35-page ruling, quote, in defendant's world, rent-regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. Restricted land is worth the same as unrestricted land. Restrictions can evaporate into thin air. A disclaimer by one party casting responsibility on another exonerates the other party's lies, the judge wrote. That is a fantasy world, not the real world. Oof.
But some mornings he gets up and he feels richer than other mornings. Depends on his mood. Yeah. Remember, he told us that all the way back in Des Moines, back in 2015, just threatening to run for president. At that point, it was January of 2015, warm day in Des Moines. We were there.
Well, more projection, man. I mean, that's his defense right now, essentially. Hey, you know, I mean, it's a disclaimer. Everybody got paid. No harm, no foul, right? I mean, he's been laying the groundwork for all these things since day one. That's how the guy's mind works.
Is this shocking to any of our listeners, or perhaps you, Dom? Are you surprised at all by the finding of fraud on a multitude of levels? And this is just the pre-trial rulings, right? Still got a trial coming before this guy. How do you think it's going to go for the Trump org? The pre-trial rulings of the judge.
It's not going to go great. A little more. Now, reporting, this is breaking news. Again, the judge finding Trump has committed fraud.
Be updated moment by moment by the devil's advocates to you. Glad you tuned
also,
in to
as
me, aren't
mentioned,
you?
Trump has denied wrongdoing, arguing in sworn testimony that the case that it didn't matter what he put in financial statements because they have a disclaimer that says they shouldn't be trusted. He told James at the April deposition, "You don't have a case and you should drop this case. Do you know the banks were fully paid? Do you know the banks made a lot of money?" Trump testified. "Do you know I don't believe I ever got a default notice? Even during COVID, all the banks were paid. And yet you're suing on behalf of banks? I guess it's crazy. The whole case is crazy." Engeron rejected that argument when the defense previously sought to have the case thrown out. The judge said the disclaimer on the financial statements, quote, make abundantly clear that Mr. Trump was fully responsible for the information contained therein, within them, and allowing blanket disclaimers to insulate liars from liability would completely undercut the important function that such statements serve in the real world. Again, fantasy world, mega world versus the real world.
The plane. You do remind me a little bit of the guy from Fantasy Island.
Let's see. A little bit more here. Tish James, the New York Attorney General, has asked the judge to ban Trump and his three eldest children from ever again running a company based in New York. She also wants Trump and the Trump Organization barred from entering into commercial real estate acquisitions for 5 years, among other sanctions. The $250 million in penalties she is seeking is estimated worth benefits derived from the alleged fraud.
Now, here's the biggest difference, I'd like to think, between guys like you and I, guys like Dan O'Donnell and CJ, Adam. We want to see this guy, if guilty, and these are civil accusations that are sticking to the man because he's guilty of sin, apparently. But this will not send him to prison. But if he's guilty, he should be banned from doing business. He should be banned from defrauding others in New York State. That is indeed the job of the Attorney General. And in fact, I don't think it should be right-wing talk radio's job or Fox News' job to give this guy cover fire. And I would compare and contrast with Bob Menendez, the twice indicted senator from New Jersey Dem. I mean, this guy reminds me a lot of the Sopranos. Wasn't he one of the characters, Menendez, in the Sopranos? I kid. I kid a little.
Yeah.
Breaking news, how the great state of Wisconsin, our senator, the one that matters, Tammy Baldwin, the one that's on the ballot in 2024, she came out today and called out her fellow Democrat, Bob Menendez, and asked him to resign following bribery charges. How many Republican senators will come out today and request that Donald Trump step down from his presidential campaign? Anyone? Bueller?
Bueller?
Do you think any Republicans will come out and do anything other than said, well, this is a witch hunt, this is a political persecution?
Well, on the other side,
everybody
how many Dems
lies
come out
about their real estate values, don't they?
How many Democrats have come out in defense of Menendez? This is a witch hunt, right?
None.
This is
none that
thing
I've heard
this
have publicly
terrible
defended
we're
him.
We're a country in decline. You know, the DOJ is weaponized. You know what I mean? No Democrats are saying those things.
But you almost feel like you got to agree with the man. You got to give him the benefit of the doubt, Tom. Menendez, that is, because he strongly denies the corruption.
Powerful and strong denial. Yes.
Do you hear, have you, I know you were vacationing off Rocky Mountain High, but do you hear Menendez basically what his walk back was? Well, he's a Cuban American, Dom, and you know, they used to confiscate personal possessions under communism. So for a while now, he's been accumulating cash at the house and gold bars from Egypt. And you just don't understand. But I would say the Democrats are coming out now, one after the other, even Cory Booker, the fellow senator from the state of New Jersey, Tammy Baldwin, our own favorite here in the state of Wisconsin, calling for his resignation. Here's a quote from Baldwin. The indictment spells out deeply troubling allegations against Senator Menendez that breach the American people's trust and compromise his ability to effectively represent his constituents. While Senator Menendez enjoys the presumption of innocence until proven guilty and will have his day in court to defend himself, I believe it's best for his constituents, the American people, and our national security for the senator to step down. Now, Baldwin joined a small but growing list of Senate Democrats. Don't hear any Republicans calling for Trump to step down, but anyways, Senate Democrats who have called for Menendez to step down. They include Fetterman, Peter Welch of Vermont, Sherrod Brown of Ohio. Also, John Tester of Montana joined them Tuesday. Cory Booker piled on later in the morning today. And like Brown and Tester, Baldwin is up for re-election in 2024. As is Menendez, the man plans to run for re-election. See any parallels here between him and the Trumpster? Well, of course, these are only a couple of indictments. Trump, hell man, that guy's carrying around 91 plus civil actions. He doesn't even have the support of his sons anymore, damn.
Curdy, it's the New Jersey Democrats' second indictment in 8 years. His first bribery trial in 2017 ended with a hung jury.
That's not exactly an exoneration. Come back with us, devil's advocates. Exonerating ourselves since 2012.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome. Oh, yeah. He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 61. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 72 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be part of this fine program. Simply pick up the phone and dial 844-967-2789.
Dominic, Wisconsin Republicans, they got a secret.
Secret. I got a secret.
The secret is who, in fact, is on the impeachment panel. The retired Wisconsin Supreme Court justices that apparently Robin Voss is hired up to make a determination whether or not they can impeach the newly impaneled Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And we know Prosser's on the case. And how do we know? Because he admitted to it. Now, others have been more coy, Dom. Apparently, they don't want it to be known publicly whether or not they would serve on this quote-unquote prestigious board.
We also know who's not on the board, Crudy.
Who's not on the board, Dom?
Well, of course, Gableman is not on the board. Apparently, Voss and Gableman, they had a little falling out.
That's about the only reason why. So I got to think it's Patience Rogensack, it's David Prosser, and then who's the third? Dan Kelly? Because he was on the court, technically. He was a Walker appointee. Right. He is a former justice, air quotes.
Hey, opponent of Justice Protasiewicz, who lost by 200,000 votes. Do you think we should impeach her?
Why? I do.
Yes, I do. Thank you for asking.
A left-leaning watchdog group filed a complaint Monday, arguing a panel of former justices convened by a top Republican lawmaker to assess the possible impeachment of a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, should be meeting in public, Dom. The existence of the three-judge group was disclosed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He's a Republican, if you didn't know, earlier this month for the first time. It is unknown how long the panel has been meeting, and a timeline for them to complete their work also remains unclear. It's all a little cloudy, hazy, Dom. Former Justice David Prosser told the Associated Press that he is on the panel. The identity of the other justices remain unknown. But the national group American Oversight argued in a complaint filed in Dane County Circuit Court that this is unacceptable. The group's executive director, Heather Sawyer, said state law is clear that advisory panels should be subject to open meetings laws.
Well, you know, Voss and the Republicans have for a long time had issues with open meetings laws.
Well, we, the taxpayers, are paying a lot of private attorneys on behalf of the Republicans to fight being transparent and actually responding to open records and open meetings requests.
But rule of law and all that.
Here's what Sawyer said. The law has been construed in a fashion that favors transparency. Where there are questions, the court have come down on saying that the public's right to know should really weigh towards a broader reading of the statutes. Now, Dom, state laws apply to all meetings of a government body, which is defined as a state or local agency, board, commission, council, department, or public body, corporate, and political, created by constitution, statute, ordinance, rule, or order. A Wisconsin Department of Justice guide notes the language has been read liberally by the courts. Small L liberally, that word has many uses. Applied to any directive, formal or informal, creating a body and assigning its duties. And our buddy Bill Leaders, president of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council, said he was uncertain if the letter of the law would apply to a panel Voss has convened. But the existence of such a body, Leaders added, should be concerning to those who care about open government. A quote from our pal Bill: it doesn't seem right to me that a legislative body or a legislator could authorize a secret panel to meet and issue guidance to the state. I don't like it either, Bill Leaders.
Crudy, in a statement, Voss said the lawsuit is without merit and shows how desperate the left is to change the subject away from the more important issue of the recusal of Justice Protus Sewitz. The state's high court now has a 4-3 majority of favoring liberal-leaning justices after Protus Sewitz's victory. In the wake of her win, Voss and other Republicans floated impeaching her if she doesn't recuse herself from two cases seeking to overturn the state's legislative maps after remarks she made during the campaign. Voss has maintained impeaching Protus Sewitz, which would be a measure of last resort. He has proposed changing the state's redistricting system as an off-ramp to avoid a clash on the high court, though this has gotten pushback from Democrats and Governor Tony Evers. Here's what Voss told WISN earlier this month. But if you have a justice that has predetermined cases and is not going to take themselves off the case, I want to know what all of your opinions are so that we are ready if we are ready to go forward if it is required. You know, that is my last option. Of course, the state constitution says that public officials can be impeached for, quote, corrupt conduct in office or for the commission of a crime or a misdemeanor. That's it. Not because she said something on a campaign trail, Voss. And I don't care how many former justices you ask, that still remains the state constitution language.
You realize right-wing talk radio is trying to gin up a corruption allegation against Protus Sewitz. The latest I've heard, she was taking small dollar donors and doing what was described as smurfing, Dom, effectively using them as a conduit to shield larger donations. And I've heard this allegation made by Dan O'Donnell without any credible evidence offered. Just the inference of the evidence, Dom.
You have to infer it.
Had to be inferred, Dom. Now, I don't think we'll see this accusation leveled, but you never can tell, because let's not forget, when Prosser, the aforementioned Prosser, the choker, the guy that was, what? He was on the Supreme Court, and he was up for re-election. And there was a very contentious election between him and, who was it, Dom? I believe it was Kloppenberg, right? And it was very close. In fact, he was down. And what'd they do? They went to right-wing talk radio, went to Vicki McKenna, Scott Jensen, the former Republican Assembly leader, and said, let's manufacture a set of circumstance. Let's get all the stories we can about any voting irregularities. Let's put them on the radio. Let's lay the groundwork for trying to overturn this elective outcome. They were doing it even back then, folks. And Prosser, what's his conclusion going to be? Well, you don't have to recuse if they gave you the millions of dollars over a year ago. That was the attitude he took when he served on the court. And of course, choking, that's not a disqualifier. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We never choke. Nothing but great radio around here. Your participation always a part. Don't keep us a secret. 844-967-2789.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The writer's strike is over after 184 days. ABC's Jason Nathanson is in Hollywood with the latest we know on the deal.
As of 12:01 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday morning, the writer's strike is officially over. That according to the Writers Guild, which says it voted unanimously to lift the restraining order that started the strike. And it also voted unanimously to approve the new deal struck Sunday night between writers and the Hollywood studios. That deal now goes to the full WGA membership for a vote. With high confidence, it'll pass. And in the meantime, writers can immediately get back to work. WGA members will vote on approval for a week, starting October 2nd. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
President Biden joining the picket line to show his support for United Auto Workers on strike. His trip there came a day before former President Trump is slated to speak to striking workers in a campaign stop. This is he's opted to skip the second GOP presidential primary debate. Crime soaring in our nation's capital. Police say D.C. has surpassed 200 homicides already this year. This is ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest. Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
There's a garden. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, did I mention the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 in full effect? Going back on the road this week to get some time at home. You say hi to your wife because it's time to go on the road, fella. Taking you on the road again. Dom, there will be an Oktoberfest theme this week. We are going to break in the Bavarian Beer Haas in Glendale. They start their Oktoberfest celebration when we arrive Thursday at 4 p.m. It's the official kickoff to Oktoberfest. We will be there. We will broadcast live, and you can join us there. I've got Brian Kennedy at a minimum. He's the mayor of Glendale. You remember?
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was thinking about Brian. Yeah. Awesome.
I got invitations out to several others, Tom, local officials and, you know, friends of ours. We are going to get a Packer update that day from sports director Mike Clemens because there's a Packer game that kicks off. It's 7:15. And, you know, Dom, the people of Milwaukee, they're fortunate. They can watch it on local television, but in a lot of markets, no such luck. You know that game will not be televised on many home media markets. Won't be able to see it unless you got like the Prime, the Amazon Prime. Someone should sue over this choice of the NFL to only put this game on the Prime. But we can point you towards the radio signal you're going to need. Now in Milwaukee, it's 1400 AM. Real fans listen on the AM like you did for 100 years. You've always listened to the Packers on the AM. You need to do it again. Civic Media's AM, 1400 AM, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. But we'll also be there broadcasting on WAUK Dime, so we'll tell you when it's time to flip over to the Packer game, but not till we're done. We'll broadcast from the Bavarian Beer Haus, Glendale. Be there between 4 and 6. And then the Packer game at 7:15 in Dime. That is the only game that probably matters for a while. It is a intra-division rivalry game. Packers crush the Lions that night.
Oh, come on.
And take first place in the NFC
North.
Oh,
come on. The Lions, man, they did had a hell of a game this weekend. The Packers barely squeaked by. But I got to tell you real quick, I don't get into sports, but I happened to be in the hotel and flipped on some of the local news at night, and this is Denver. I don't know if you saw the Denver
game. I saw it.
Oh my God. The local, you know, sports fans and pundits and talking heads are losing their minds.
What's worse, being a Broncos fan or a Bears fan right about now?
I mean, from what I saw, it sounded like a Broncos fan. It was brutal. What a 50 point loss, 70 something. And what the 700 yards scored against it. It was a tough. So I expect a competitive game when the Lions overcome the Packers on Thursday.
Well, after we, you know, clear our Packer hangovers Friday morning, then we got to get up early and hit the road up to God's country. Going to La Crosse. Did I mention it's Oktoberfest?
a lot of beer this weekend, huh?
As I've been planning our Fall in Love Tour 2023, here's the word search I've been using. Oktoberfest. We found another one. We're going to back-to-back. We'll be at the Oktoberfest kickoff at the Bavarian Beer Haus, and we're going to be in La Crosse in Dom. I've locked down a broadcast location. One of my favorites. I don't know if you've been there with me yet. Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street.
Nice.
Right across from Joe Biden's favorite ice cream shop in town there. Last time Joe came to town, he went there. Shooters up around the corner. We'll go see Rudy. And you can come see us. Come on down, Buzzard Billy's. We'll be in the front window doing our thing 4 to 6 p.m. They don't take reservations, but they made special accommodations for us.
Oh, nice. Well done, Michael.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We've got a, man, packed lineup that day. I don't even know if I can name them all by memory. We've got Tara Johnson. She is a third congressional candidate. We've got, and she's a La Crosse city council member, I do believe. So that's home turf for her. We're also going to have the third CD chairman. I believe his name's William Garcia. He's going to join us that day. And Dana, you better be there, man. I don't care if you got to quit work. We're expecting you, Dana. I'll buy you a beer for sure. You bring a couple of friends. I might hook them up as well. Less so in Milwaukee, though. I know we know more folks in Milwaukee, Dom. Yeah. It could get real expensive if I was real buying quick, the beers in Milwaukee. But come on down. You know, they'll be inexpensive in honor of Oktoberfest and the Packers and the Devil's Advocates doing a live show. So Thursday in Glendale, Friday in La Crosse, coming to a town near you soon. The Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. And there's more, Dom. It gets better right now.
Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. Ginzu Knives. No. Free Brewer tickets are soon to be playoff-bound Milwaukee Brewers. Well, they're playoff-bound one way or another, but they haven't won the division yet. Do you realize they haven't won yet? The other night, Rowdy Tellez gets on the mound.
Yeah.
Backing up Corbin Burns, 16-1, closes out the ninth inning. First time a positional player has pitched the final inning in any team ever making it to the postseason. Rowdy Tellez, your relief pitcher, throwing it like 55 to 60 miles per hour the other day. He got a strikeout.
Fella, man.
Well, that
how do you feel about being, you know, the batter getting struck out by Tellez?
Everyone was giggling. The whole stadium was laughing. I mean, guys were laughing hard. They were like, take that ball out of action. We got to put that one in the Hall of Fame. Well, we got four tickets for tomorrow, Dom. Tomorrow night's game, 6:40, Cardinals in town. If they don't wrap it up tonight, they'll wrap it up tomorrow. I feel quite confident. And you could be there, care of the Devil's Advocates and our flagship. You can always listen to the Brewers on WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. And Brewers are in the playoffs. If, you know, you want to get in on some of that love up there in the Oshkosh area. I know we have our sports team out there, you know, partnering up with local sports bars and businesses that we're going to have some fun, man. Brewers going to the playoffs. We'll see how far, maybe all the way to the World Series, but you can go tomorrow night. Just let Nate, when you lightly screen the calls at 844-967-2789, let Nate know if you want some tickets. Got two pair, two for you, two for someone else. So giving them away. What's the criterion? We haven't told you yet. Just
it's a
random.
Two for Tuesday, baby.
Two for Tuesday. Yeah, that works. Dom, a troubling headline on the Brewers, though. You know I'm a homer. Got my Badgers on tonight. When I travel, I bring all three hats. Packers, Badgers, Brewers, just in case.
Just in case. You never know what you're going to wear.
Well, I got to get a Bucks hat. I've never been a big Bucks fan. But now that Civic Media's got Bucks in six different media markets, they'll be tipping off pretty soon, Dom. They start in October.
Wow. It's flying by, man.
It's going to get hot up in here. A lot of sports. And when the Badgers are winning and the Packers are winning and the Brewers are going to the playoffs, man, I feel pretty good. And then I read this article. Bruce Murphy, our friend, journalist at theurbanmilwaukee.com. Let me get the information out, and then we'll work on some tickets for you fine folks. He claims, or at least the headline, here's the question. How much do the Brewers benefit Milwaukee? Question mark. That is the question mark Bruce Murphy asked at the online daily urbanmilwaukee.com. A little of the reporting. You could argue that the most important job of Milwaukee's mayor is to build the property tax base. Yes, the mayor must maintain and improve police and fire, garbage collection, water and street maintenance services, among many other critical functions. But none of this is possible without money. And most of that comes from the property tax base, a tax base that isn't adding to and increasing the value of residential, commercial, and manufacturing properties is a city that will soon begin to decline. You might think the Milwaukee Brewers and the team's fancy stadium would be a big help with that effort. The most recent analysis by Forbes magazine estimates the team is worth $1.6
billion. Ooh,
that's a little chump change, Dom. But the team pays nothing to the city in annual property taxes. That's because state law created the Brewer Stadium entirely exempts the ballpark and its 265 acres of land from property taxes. You ever seen the parking lots there? You could build five more stadiums in the parking lots just so they can have sufficient tailgate room, Dom, which is a huge loss to Milwaukee, according to Bruce Murphy. As an estimate by Urban Milwaukee has found, the property tax exemption on the stadium is worth $216 million over the 40-year life of the lease. You know, the term it was originally expected to last. The exemption on the 265 acres of land used mostly for parking is worth $483 million. That's a loss of nearly $700 million over 40 years for Milwaukee and all the governments that depend on property taxes, including the city, county, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District, Milwaukee Public Schools, and the Milwaukee Area Technical Colleges, or college singular. And the new proposal to maintain the stadium through 2050 will add another 9 years in lost property taxes, a loss of some $175 million. The Brewers and the Bucks do make payments to the city for police and fire personnel during their events, but that still falls short of what the basketball team would pay out if not exempt, pardon me, baseball or basketball teams would pay out if not exempt from property taxes. But here's the important part, Dom, because Republicans put out their proposal. And yet, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has claimed that Milwaukee is the primary beneficiary of the Brewers since the stadium is located within the city. He made the claim to explain why his proposal would exempt four of the five counties in southeastern Wisconsin. You know, he's exempting the Wild Counties, Dom, Waukesha, Washington, Ozaukee, and Racine, which previously helped pay for the stadium sales tax, and make only Milwaukee pay for the new stadium subsidy. Would any of these governments want the stadium in their county if they couldn't collect the usual property taxes? Murphy asked. Since Milwaukee has no city sales tax, it also got no payoff from any concession sales at the stadium. And now that Voss and the legislature have passed a law giving Milwaukee permission to levy a 2% sales tax and Milwaukee County to hike it 0.5% to 0.9%, they're requiring every likely dollar in estimated city and county taxes paid to the Brewers now over the 27-year period going forward to 2051, some $200 million to be paid back to the team for stadium maintenance and improvements. The entire increase in sales tax is being given to the Brewers under the Voss plan.
In short, Cody, Milwaukee will be stuck with all the local expenses and none of the local revenues, property, and sales taxes for a team with a state following whose fans, mostly 62%, come from outside the county. The entire proposal by the Republicans is based on the fallacy that the potential departure of the team for another city would mean a loss of tax dollars and economic impact generated by a pro sports team. But the overwhelming consensus of economists is that these teams have almost no economic impact and that a city like Chicago could lose all five of its pro sports teams and suffer little or no economic loss. That's because consumers have only so much money for discretionary spending, and this doesn't change no matter what pro teams are located in the area. If the teams leave, the consumer will spend on other things, sports bars, restaurants, concerts, movies, gambling, you name it, with about the same amount of money flowing into the economy. The only analysts who claim an economic impact from pro sports are typically consultants hired by sports teams, such as a Texas company called Conventions Sports and Leisure International, which has done many such reports, along with helping the teams develop a negotiation strategy to gain taxpayer subsidies. The company was hired by Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce to do a 2020 report claiming a huge economic impact for the Brewers in preparation for the latest demand for a new government subsidy. Once you accept all the fallacious argument that this is a unique economic impact, then you can claim any income taxes paid by the team or its players as something that would be lost rather than a case of discretionary spending that would instead be spent on other entertainment and workers such as businesses. This is the argument offered by Voss and company.
Dominic, I know with or without the Milwaukee Brewers, you'd find a way to party your dollars away.
One way. Or another, man.
You'd be at the Bavarian Beer Haas in Glendale, having a couple of cold ones, tipping a couple of steins with the Devil's Advocates. Hell, you can all do that. Come see us on Thursday and on Friday. We're going up to God's Country, La Crosse. We're partying up there. You can join us there at the Buzzard Billy's. We'll be there on Pearl Street on Friday, broadcasted live. We'll take you with. And if you want to see our Brewers, with or without economic development implications, we got a 2-pair of tickets. Taco Tuesdays, 2-pair for you, 2-pair for a friend. Call us right now. Tell them if you want the tickets. 844-967-2789. Devils, we'll be right back. Someone get me a beer.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Going to the Bavarian Beer House. You can join us there. Little politics, then Packers.
Mike and Dom bring the show to you in the Milwaukee area at the Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. Join them Thursday starting at 4 with a Packers party after the live broadcast.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 61. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 72 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Giving away some Brewer tickets. Give us a call if you want some of those at 844-967-2789.
Hell, Dom, we're about to flip over to Brewers coverage on WISS, WRCE, and the Big Q 98.3 in the Northwoods. And we've got some Brewers tickets courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM. Listen to the Brewers all the way through their World Series championship this year, right here on Civic Media. Now, you cannot stream the Brewers, but we got tickets to tomorrow night's game. Could clinch tonight. Maybe it's tomorrow, but you could be there. 844-967-2789. Don't call now, though. We're jammed. Let's get to the phones, folks. Be patient. We'll get to you. John from Boaz. Not clear, John, if you're hoping to get some tickets, but I know you can listen on WRCE locally right there in Richland County.
Hey, John.
To the greatest radio show ever.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to start if you're looking to suck up and get some tickets, John.
Yeah. The only thing is I don't have transportation to the Brewers game. So I am going to be recommending, now that you guys have the big time, I am going to recommend you pick out a theme song like Charlie Daniels. You're ready for the theme song. You're ready to cross that threshold.
Well, we have a theme song. It's Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones. It's kind of our song.
Okay, so you can build on that then.
we can have multiple. Well, you know, like that could be Dom's march up music, but what would mine be? If I was playing in the major leagues, they were playing some music for me, John.
Well, you have the theme of the Skipper and the Gilligan. That works good.
As long as I get to be the Skipper. And yeah, I also like to play the Jordan Love Boat. The Love Boat song. That also is a sub theme we've been using since the Packers are starting good and they got a great Jordan Love at quarterback.
Because you definitely hit the big time.
Well, that goes without saying, John. We're kind of a big deal. Thank you for listening, sir. We're going to keep moving down the phone and see if we can give away some tickets this hour. Got two pair to give away. Don't lose heart if you don't win the first pair. I understand Suzanne from Muskego looking for some tickets, hopefully listening on WRJN, maybe the WAUK. We're going to have Brewers on RJN for you next year, Suzanne, but welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi, I'm listening on the Shaw.
That's good enough. Just do me this favor. When the Packers come on Thursday, flip over to 1400. Give us a listen. Our Packers. Okay, a little bit. But Suzanne, I understand you're a Brewers fan. Do you go to many games?
Usually about half a dozen a year.
Now, would you feel okay contributing towards the Brewers Stadium? I know once upon a time, although perhaps not in Muskego, not out in Lake Country, but Racine County and a lot of the other counties had to make contributions towards the stadium. Suzanne, what if we went back and you had to pay a higher sales tax? Would you do it?
I think they should have continued the sales tax that they had for initial building it and just kept it as a support.
And how did,
once you put a tax, once you put a tax on somebody, they're used to it. You give it back. What did they miss, really?
Yes, ma'am. Suzanne, let me ask you, should we be seeking alternative ways? Well, first and foremost, you're a fan. Do you think we should try to retain the Brewers? Hopefully with a better slogan than cheaper to keep them.
Yeah. I think we should retain them. They're a great team, and they bring a lot of pride to Milwaukee and to Wisconsin.
Well, Suzanne, you hold tight. We got a couple of Brewers tickets for you tomorrow night. You better bring us, you know, the clincher. If not tonight, you better be there tomorrow cheering loud. We got great seats for you to use.
We're counting on you, Suzanne. It's all up to you.
PNC Club seats up behind home plate. These are really nice seats, folks. Did you get to use them at all this year, Don?
I did. I went to two games this year. They're great seats.
Man, that's twice as many games as I went to on our seats this year. Maybe someone will take me along. If you need someone to navigate to the stadium, just let me know. Crudy will go with. 844-967-2789. Next up, Adam from Madison. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam.
Thank you. To the greatest gods in the world, greatest radio show ever.
Adam, I see you're also working up for some Brewers tickets.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see him in action. I was just celebrating my birthday this last weekend.
How old a dude are you, Adam?
Years old.
I didn't quite hear. What? About the same age as Dom. 40, right, right, right.
Yeah, 40. Had a little, getting older, had something in my throat there. So, been going down to Illinois too much, to Beloit. So, got to clear that throat up a little bit.
Well, you know, you can take the Southern Passage on the way to the Brewers game.
That might be a good idea. What time isn't the game at, like, 7:30?
6:40 first pitch. Are you going to be able to make it if we give you the tickets?
Yeah.
Because that place in Beloit doesn't close till 8. I mean, you could swing by early and still make the ball game in plenty of time.
I know. He knows the route, I'm sure.
Adam? Siri knows the route. I just go where she tells me. I tell you what, my friend, if you hold on, I like your attitude. We got a couple of Brewers tickets for you against the Cardinals tomorrow night. You and Suzanne bring us a victory. We're going to keep going on the phones, though. 844-967-2789. Our pal Mark from the SAC. Mark, what about the Brewer Stadium, man? Should Voss and company stick to Milwaukee? Doesn't seem like they're garnering a ton of benefit.
I think they should probably try to spread it out. Maybe they should dip into the surplus that we have in the budget. That might be a more appropriate use of it, because then it would be money well spent. But if you're looking for a theme song, I was thinking maybe the Rush's song "Train to Bangkok." That may be a little obscure reference for some, but it's actually apropos for you guys. If you remember the tune.
No, I don't, Mark. Could you sing it for us? Like hum a few bars.
It's from the song. It's from the album 2112. I mean, and sampling the wares along the way.
That, are you sure it's not the OU812 album?
No, it's 5150.
That's a little inside joke, Mark. You had to ride along with us. Yeah. We were gone one day and heard nothing but Van Halen. Every time it was Van Hagar, it kept claiming, that's the OU812 album. Every time it was 5150.
Mark. Hey, Mark, anything else? You got 30 seconds, buddy.
Yeah, Dan Kelly said it should not be on this commission. He's so butthurt from that election, it's not funny. And if you remember the line, I can't use the full line because it's inappropriate, but there's no cure for being one. As Bronn said in Game of Thrones, in reference to King Joffrey, that for these guys.
I think it was Dean Wormer that said, fat, drunk, and stupid, it's no way to go through life, Dan Kelly.
I drink and I know things.
Well, we don't know that he's a boozer, but we do know that he's a loser. Can't spell Kelly without nice. Two L's.
Yeah, baby.
Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates. You're never a loser when you stick around for the happier happy hour. Egberto Willis, our fine guest at 5:30. Your calls could be next. Joe, marching with the UAW.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media News app.